views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia Show. And I guess we have a new topic now.
We do.
Yeah.
But before we get to that,
okay,
I want to talk about what's happening at Crystal Voyage.
Yes, do.
In Tacoma.
Yes. Crystal Voids.
Crystal Voyage.
Voyage.
So, Crystal Voyage is bringing in an amazing person, and Tina Zion, a fourth generation psychic who has been practicing and teaching holistic healing for over 30 years. Her hands-on, anxiety-free workshop.
Nice.
Okay, so we know I need that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually planning on going to this.
Good.
And everybody go to Crystal Boy's website. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have it on our site also, mm-hmm. on thesilverguy.net. But go to Crystal Voyage. Check this out. I highly suggest this. It's going to be a great workshop. It's Friday, September 16th. And Saturday the 17th and 18th, and it goes all the way to Monday the 19th for additional advanced training. I know. Wow. I'm going to all that.
Mm-hmm.
I need it.
Right.
So check it out. And next week, Debbie,
right,
the operations manager from Crystal Voyage, is going to be on the air with us.
Oh, exciting.
And she's going to tell us some things that are happening over there.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be able to, she'll be able to explain more than I can.
Okay, great.
And I got this piece of paper in front of me. So everybody, check out Crystal Voyage also on their crystals and what they have. Just some amazing stuff. I was in there today going, ooh, you got more new stuff.
Nice.
I know I can't shop, but I want to see.
Right.
Let me play with all the stones.
Yeah.
All right. So we were getting serious because we really do have something I want to talk about. And yes, it is not for children.
Yes.
And I want the audience to know that it's not so much R-rated. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to talk about it in a clinical sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to bring in some ancient goddess wisdom and how I got through it,
mm-hmm.
and how it helped me.
Great.
So, Shauna, how this came up was, after the show last week, we talked about chocolate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I heard you say it was, usually you have chocolate when you have sadness. Is that true?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Chocolate, candy bars, pastry, sweet, generally tends, for me in my work, it's a red flag and it's kind of a clue to where to look. You know, child heart, woundedness, sadness.
Right.
You know, a really deep heart wound.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you brought that up, and then we went downstairs, and we were talking before you left and stuff, and I was going, oh, I know what this is from.
Mm-hmm.
And I've healed it several times.
Right.
But I guess I didn't heal that little girl in me.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So at the age of 9, I was molested as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember chocolate and sweet stuff started back then, mm-hmm. after we talked. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, I've healed it. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like, as Susan had told me one time, she goes, it's like a scab that keeps opening. And the scab comes off, you have to heal again,
yes,
heal
right,
again, right?
Exactly. Right.
And it's a never-ending healing situation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, so I've tried to talk to different people about it, and they don't want to listen to it, right? And mm-hmm. through the years, right? Oh, get over it.
Yeah.
All right. So I've gotten over it, right? How come it came back?
Right.
So when I came back to Washington, mm-hmm. you know, after almost 30 years of being gone and teaching, doing the stuff I'm doing, because I'm 57 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like going, I got to go to a family reunion. You're kidding. Two of the people there were the ones that did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
One had to face me in the eye. And all I can say is you might have touched my body, but you didn't take my innocence, you didn't take my spirit, you didn't take my soul.
Right.
Okay? And that person asked me to forgive him, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me feel really good, right? Okay,
right.
I took that power back.
Yeah. Right.
That I was holding on to. And so by taking that power back, then I ended up doing a soul exchange, right?
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, bringing back, you know, receiving anything that they have made, kept of mine, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so soul retrieval, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
like I said, this is a little hard for me, but I'm going to do this today because this is time for it to come out.
Okay.
And so I ended up doing the soul retrieval and doing the equal exchange. You know, they got a ball of light back, you know, and, and I got my soul back and stuff, different parts, because we do give parts of our souls away to people. And sometimes it's in, from this lifetime or past lifetimes or whatever.
Was this person, did you do this with the person or did
No, I did this alone.
Okay, that's what I wanted to
know. I did it in my bathtub where I'm famous for being in my tub, right?
Okay.
I need jets and know, candles and stuff. So anyway, so I'm doing the soul retrieval, and I saw myself as this little girl, wounded. And I thought, okay, now is ancient goddess time. So I called in all the ancient Lemurian goddesses and all the ancient goddesses to surround me with their love and their unconditional love for me. And so I could heal that little girl inside of me, right? And right now, even when I'm talking, it feels like she's jumping up inside of me, like, you know, I've got this jitteriness going through me right now, right?
Right.
And she goes, we're finally talking about it. Good. You're getting it out. You're getting it out. I'm going to be healed now, right? And so so I did the soul retrieval, right? And so...
What is a soul retrieval?
All right. So a soul retrieval is an ancient form of getting parts of your soul back. So what I do... is I say, anybody that has a part of my soul, please come forward. And I have candles around the bathtub. I've meditated, brought in all my guides and everything, right? And so then I just say, you know, if you have a part of my soul, just come forward. And so in one hand, I'll have an energy ball for each one of them. Whoever shows up, right?
Right.
So like right now, I'm getting a pain in the left-hand part of my chakra right now. So obviously... the last part of it's working out right now.
Oh, nice.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to move my hand because, you know, I know, you know, we got Eric in the room here. Okay. So anyway, so I'm exchanging. So at the same time, I'm getting back my soul and putting it back to me. I'm giving an energy ball of, you know, pure love and light right to them. Well, then sometimes there are stubborn ones, right? Where you have to demand it and just take it and switch it, right? But a soul retrieval is taking back who you are because nobody has a right to have a part of your soul no matter what.
Right.
And a lot of people going, well, how can that happen? Because you gave it to them.
Right.
Right. Like guilt, anger, frustration, anything that's a lower vibration, you actually give it to them. And so when I did this, you know, after seeing these two people, right? Because I was really young. I was nine. Okay. So that's the difference. It's not like, you know, an adult, right?
Right.
And so when I saw them and I went home. And I was just like, oh, I made it through. I made it through. I made it through, right? But I know that the ancient goddesses had to work on me.
Right.
So I ended up going back to Lemuria. And Lemuria and me is like, you know, that's going home, right? The elven world, everything to me is going home, right?
Right.
So when people say, you know, being a race station can be my second home. No, my second home is going back to where I'm from.
Right.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, so I was like going, okay, I did that. Now what else do I need to do? Oh, I need to forgive that one other person I didn't forgive. And I forgave the other person, right? Because I asked for my forgiveness, and that meant a lot to me.
Right.
You know, I'm so sorry what I did to you. And it was just like, wow, I forgive you. And I said, I love him to the person, too. I love you, and I forgive you. I've never seen that person again.
Right.
But it's done and over with, right?
Right.
So the one that happened at nine... Yeah, because the other one I was a little bit older with, okay? And that one's done and over with. Because when you can say, I love you, I forgive you, and give them a hug, you know it's over. So this is by a very trusted person that I thought, you know, to this day kind of surprises me, right? But it doesn't matter who or what or when. It just what matters is that we're talking about it and bringing it out because a lot of people do not want to talk about it.
Right.
So I have anxiety. Okay, so I'm labeled PTSD, you know,
right?
You know, doctors like to label you, right?
Right.
I'm going, no, I'm not healed all the way.
And
so, but being a multidimensional traveler, you have anxiety anyway. Yeah, but anyway, so what I did is I called the ancient ones in and the elvens and all the goddesses from right and left just to come in and be with me, right? And when they embraced me and let me just yell and scream and get it out. Because I didn't come home until I was 50. So if you imagine 20s to 50s, that's a long time, right? And so I just had turned 50 when I came back here. And so that's 7 years ago.
Right.
And when I came back here, and I was just like, I got to get this out where I can handle this. Because one day, there's going to be somebody that needs to hear this story.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked about the talk last week, I knew this was the day I was going to have to talk about it. It's not so much how dare that person do that to me.
Right.
How dare this or that, or did I allow it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that it happened and we can heal from it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes years of chocolate, sorry, years of chocolate to handle it for a little while,
mm-hmm.
then it does.
Right.
So chocolate has stopped for a long time. And then I came back and it started up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the wound that little scab came off somewhere right. that needed to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But with the ancient Lemurian ways and the Elven ways, it was just sending love to that person
mm-hmm.
and love to myself and love to that little girl, the right. I am of mm-hmm. who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's why I want to talk about this topic, because there's so many empaths, healers, psychics, whatever you want to call that. We've all been through this of some sort. Even if it hasn't been, you know, sexually abused.
Right.
There's mental abuse. There's
physical.
Abuse, period.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
a lot of us that are sensitives,
mm-hmm.
and what I mean by psychic healers, psychics, right?
Right.
That we have to find ways to handle it, because you cannot teach or help somebody else if you can't help yourself.
Right.
And that's my big thing. And you guys know that.
Yeah.
And so for me to talk about this today, this is like the last of the sugar coating I had on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has to come off, the hardness, the whatever you want to call it, right? Plus
right.
hidden part of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to talk about it right now. Mm-hmm. Actually, I want to cry. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that little girl in me now calming down. And I'm, like, feeling her emotions, and she's, like, she's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I want to cry because it's coming out.
Right.
Excuse me. And so, you know, what would you say, Shauna, that to help someone like me that's finally coming out in the public and saying, this happened to me. I know it's happened to a lot of people. We're here to help. We've been through it. And, you know, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not you or, you know, Seven. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying me. You know, so what would you offer? Especially on diet-wise.
Well, the first thing I would say to you is acknowledge your courage.
Thank
because
you.
Because that's never easy. And,
right.
you know, what I wanted to address, too, when you were talking about that scab, is, you know, the reason that it can be considered, or the analogy of the scab is useful to us, logically, is because we're going to be confronted with triggers throughout our whole lives.
Right.
And so we can keep going back like you're doing systematically. And when you notice that trigger and you listen
mm-hmm.
and you address it, you go
right.
back and you can do some healing there. And then
right.
that will get you another step further, right, in your
right.
healing process. Because
mm-hmm.
what I always like to tell my clients is you are not a problem to be fixed.
No.
You're a human
yeah.
being. You're constantly evolving. This is a journey.
Yes.
And, you know, you're never just going to dig in there and go, okay, I'm done.
Right.
It just does not work that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My best friend and mentor is almost 70.
Uh-huh.
And she's still doing her work
right?
to this day. And
right,
it's just, you know, the sooner we can accept that, which you do,
uh-huh.
that's what you're saying.
Right.
Is, okay, another layer, right?
And just came off.
Another layer
right.
just came off,
right.
and I'm a little bit closer. So, yeah, and so when you do, when you acknowledge that, and, you know, the sense I got before you even told your story was that she was so excited.
Yeah.
Your little girl was so excited yes. to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
like, I mean, literally, I had this vision of her just like jumping uh-huh. up and down and being just.
That's what I was feeling, yeah. the anxiety
yeah.
inside of me.
It just
yeah.
was so exciting for her. So,
uh-huh.
you know, that's just honoring that and just acknowledging mm-hmm. that and making that connection between your head and your heart is, that's something that takes people years, you know, to get to that point. I mean, literally, I have clients who come into my office who have no concept of child adolescent. You know, I get into teaching transactional analysis, which is a different ego state.
Right, right,
right.
No idea. You know, they're literally like looking at me like I'm talking a different language.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is so heartbreaking to me initially, because it's like you're so disconnected from
mm-hmm.
like you guys were talking about earlier with those vampires, that being able
right.
to have fun and the fun
right.
wreckers, right? All of
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
stuff goes back to
yep.
family
consumes
of origin,
you.
What we were taught as
mm-hmm.
children about
right.
what was acceptable ways to be loved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for so many of us, as you're mentioning, you know, so many people have these really deep seated heart wounds.
Yep. Right.
Those originated at a time when we were our most vulnerable.
Right.
Right.
And so then when those heart wounds happen, we have to find a way to survive.
Right.
And we have to create strategies. So
mm-hmm.
one of your strategies was
food.
Candy tastes good, right? Yeah, because that makes me not have to be present and think about how my heart is broken. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something a child would do. You have kids, you know these things.
Right.
It's a way to cope and survive. Right. So, you know, what I would say after having this, you know, transparency and sharing this with everyone is just keep listening. You know, so if today, two things I would recommend. One is listen first if she wants a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the other thing is those little people that live inside of us are not static.
They're always
they have information for us all the time.
Right,
they get excited. They, you know. So oftentimes I'll say, what do you want to do that's fun to celebrate? Because this is a big celebration. This is a great deal.
I really want to go shopping, guys.
So she wants to go shopping. You know, and something I've done in the past is I've bought her stuff. I've said, what do you want? Okay, I'm in this store and you can pick anything you want. It might be a little figurine, it might be a stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something really so important to honor her and say, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm committed to you. I appreciate that you gave me this information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because one of the issues that we have when we get into those systems of heart wounds and not listening and just going off and surviving and coping, is we can without meaning to put those ego states almost in a box and shut that down so tight that we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's kind of where we go off into that victim and survival and all that as adults. So it doesn't serve us very well in our relationships and when these triggers come up. Because, again, as Susan was saying, there's messages out there for us. And I believe triggers are to force us, you know, and that might mean our lives get really crappy for a little while. But to force us to have to connect and listen.
Right.
And hopefully force us to seek out people who can help us, too. But
and if you're constantly talking, you can't listen.
Exactly. And, you know, again, we spend so much time in our ego state in our head.
And
and using avoidance techniques like, well, we can use food as a way to avoid, but video games, music, constant TV, being depressed, having anxiety, all those things are part of avoiding the real core issue because it's scary as hell. And I get it.
Yes.
I've been through this. Yep. I've been in your shoes.
Have you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it is a huge concept and it's a huge, very common thing that I see all the time in my work.
Wow.
And it just breaks my heart because I'm sitting there listening to these little kids, essentially, you know, tell me these stories. And it's just like my empathic side just wants to rescue.
But
that's not helpful.
Right.
So I need to just sit and be patient. But, you know, allowing that child to tell that story is so validating and so important.
Yeah.
So my recommendation would be to listen. Keep listening.
I know she's talking about peanuts right now. She wants peanuts and they go.
Well, there you go.
Well, I got fake teeth. I can't eat peanuts. So maybe she
has peanut butter
when I get home or something. Yeah. But no, I understand that because a lot of people keep this hidden in them.
Oh, yeah,
they do.
It's shame.
And it's like,
it's just so shame based.
Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be because we didn't do it.
Right.
You know, I didn't ask for this. I was 9 years old,
exactly,
you know.
For sure.
I didn't ask for it. She didn't ask for it. Diana didn't ask for it. You know, so why do you think, you know, my thing is quit hiding it. Let us help you. Find somebody that can help you with it.
Right.
You know, I don't have a problem being honest about myself. You know, I made my mistakes. I've done them, you know, because of ego at times. You know, I'm not going to deny that.
Right.
But also, we have to work on ourselves before we can work on others.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I will not let anybody work on me that's not working on themselves.
Exactly.
And if I find out they're all healed, then I'm sorry, because you know what? I know I'm not going to be all healed till I leave this planet. And then again, I'm going to go to heaven school, like Susan calls it, and I'm going to be working on myself again until I come back again. You know, I know I'm going to be back a couple more times. And it may be in a different body. You know, but it doesn't matter. I'll be back. You know, and we've talked about this before, you know. But the shame that goes on with this, it should, we carry that shame. And you know what? I'm not carrying it no more. It is 4:29 and 30 seconds right now. Or 4:21. Sorry, I just saw that flip real quick. 4:21 in the afternoon. And as I say right now, Bree is no longer carrying that shame. You know, and it's so relieving right now that I can talk about this and not worry about it anymore.
How's the little one inside you?
She's calm.
Is she?
Yeah, I don't feel like anybody got any rum and coke around here.
Well, that's an adolescent. Don't feed your child alcohol, Bree.
But I really don't don't feel like that. I mean, you know, I've got this from Jamba Juice, which wasn't a smart thing to get either, but we learned that not to get nothing from them either.
Oops.
But oops, sorry, that's okay. This is our show.
Oops.
Yeah, we don't have to, you know, it just has sherbet in it, not do sherbet. All right, so anyway, we're not knocking Jamba Juice. I should have just said no sherbet, please.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I've got this sitting here, right? And it's like, you know, it's okay. It's help me when I need, but now I just want to throw it away all of a sudden now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, I literally want to take that and say, here, Eric, will you throw this away for me?
I'll drink it.
And you drink it with the shy and stuff and stop somewhere else. But it's so healing that I talked about it. I'm not kidding. I just want to get up and dance around.
Good.
You know, people are going, you're a multidimensional traveler and you know, you're like a little fairy that flies all around. Well, that's what I feel like right now. So I, you know, I put my little wings on and go flying around and stuff.
Awesome.
You know,
did you want me to take you shopping?
I need to go shopping now.
Go shopping after the.
I haven't bought a new purse in 3 years.
Oh wow!
Can you believe
my
that?
Goodness,
that's
it's time.
It's time.
Yeah,
I only got like 20 purses, so you know.
Well, you can be consumer.
My husband, when I first got back here, living in Idaho and stuff, they didn't have all the stuff.
Right.
That they have here. So I went crazy. I mean, Coach and Juicy, and, you know, all of them and stuff.
Goodness.
Yeah. Well, I came with my Michael Kors purse. That we did find there. And so I came back here buying things and stuff that, you know, I just found on sale. So maybe that was helping that little girl at that time, though.
Of course.
Maybe.
Shopping is another way to avoid.
Yep.
Spending money, being irresponsible with money. All of those things are ways to keep us from listening,
rest.
You know, to that, to
rest.
That voice and to our hearts. And, you know, it's pervasive, you know, kind of as Susan was talking about before, we are so disconnected, you know, that it forces us into choosing fear over love.
Yep.
So many of us don't even know what that means anyways. They don't even know what it what joy feels like.
Right.
They don't know what
right,
love feels
right,
like. So
right,
they don't know
right.
how to operate from love. So
right.
That's what I just, if I can have people take away anything from their work with me, it's, you know, if they can find some peace and
right.
And be guided more on a daily basis from their heart instead of their head.
No,
and
I
that's
agree.
That's what you've done.
Right.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Wow, I cannot believe I talked about this. I got to tell you, all my guys are standing in this room right now, and I'm holding Stephanie's hand. I'm trying not to leave, and that's why I grab her hand when that happens and stuff.
Leave her body, not the...
Yeah.
Not the
right. and they're all, like, crying.
Oh,
because God. It's like they've been waiting for this day.
Right.
You know, and as an open channel, you know, and, you know, they're all here and your guides are here. And we always make sure our guides are with us anyway before we start the show. And it's like they're here and I can see them crying. And it's just like, I don't want to cry right now. I'm on the air, right? Because, and there's no box of Kleenexes in here anyway. So I'd have nowhere to wear it except put it on my shirt. And, but it's like, I'm free.
Yeah.
You know? And my guides are letting me know, it's about time you let this out for people. And I'm fine, thank you. I'm going to look over your head now. But it took a lot for me to bring this out today. I've talked about it in seminars. I've talked about it in front of other people, to my clients, to a large group. You know, but I've never through all my years put it on the air. And so, you know, this is the first time. And it took you to come to explain chocolate to me. To be able to be courage enough, have the courage.
Right.
And that little girl wanted to be healed and get it out. And now she's calm and my heart's not fluttering. So I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. See, you just needed to get, as soon as you asked me about the chocolate and I said sadness, like it just, you just knew immediately. So you were ready.
Yeah.
You were ready. She was ready. It just was a
perfect.
Wonderful timing.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is our soul lets us know when we're ready to do things. When we're ready to heal, when we're ready to face darkness. So, you know, when I face my last darkness soul, and, you know, I have you on speed dial, luckily. And I was going to go find a shaman and get all looped up for it and go on a spirit journey. Oh, no, they weren't going to let me do it that way, right? They never let me do it the easy way. I got to do it the way that I got to face it so I don't question it.
Right.
And I found out that's the reason why. Because I questioned everything. Did I really see that? Did that really happen? You know what I mean? Is there real? You know, I see my mom walking around. You know, she's transitioned over 3 years ago, right? And I see her walk around in her bathrobe or she's in there petting the cat and stuff, right? And I'll just say, mom's in the house. Or, you know, you might want to be dressed. But anyway, but yeah, so we like to have fun with it. But, you know, and I can see her in here right now, and she's actually crying. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's time, Brita. Yeah. You brought this out and mm-hmm. let go of it. And so I just want to let people know that there are so many people out there that have the same experience. They mm-hmm. may not be talking about it.
Right.
Which I wish they would talk more about
it. So they could talk to their inner child about mm-hmm. it, and mm-hmm. that will help.
Right.
And listen. Okay. Listen to that inner child.
And I don't usually give away, how do I say this? I'm willing to talk to people right now about this.
Right.
And so go to Silver Gaia website,
mm-hmm.
get my phone number, and call me.
Yeah.
Leave a message, you know, yep. and or to even just email me. And I will go ahead and talk with you guys and give some time over to people. Because this was a big step for me.
Yeah.
And I've been, like I said, I've been talking in front of a lot of people on it, but uh-huh. never on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want them to know that I'm willing to give them some freedom, some gifted time
right.
to help them.
Okay.
Awesome. And there's other people yeah. I know would be willing to do the same.
Oh, of course.
And so I know five yeah. other healers that yeah. are on board with this. So,
yes.
Because that was one thing. I said, if I mm-hmm. get through this, I'm going to give some time over. And they're saying, okay, let's gift
right.
it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And, you know, and I know Susan would be one of them that would yep. step right in there to help people yep. and get that emotional counseling. She's amazing at emotional counseling.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a thing that when I say that I can't work with somebody, if I feel like I can't work with somebody, I send them to somebody else. I'm right. not in it about getting the dollar all the time because it's not worth it to me.
Right.
If I can't help you.
Right.
Then you need to go see Sean or Stephanie or other people I know.
Right.
Because we all have different talents.
Exactly.
Talents. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that sometimes we can be a mirror image for someone.
Right.
And it can affect them even more.
Right.
And I mm-hmm. just went through a situation like that, and mm-hmm. I said, I can't help.
Right.
And sent them to another healer that could help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that healers and psychics need to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we're really close to taking a quick break so I can get myself back together if Eric doesn't mind, because I'm going to lose it here for a minute. And we'll be right back with more Silver Guys Show. See you in a little bit.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Janie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
On Wednesday, August 31st at 7:30, the Moore Theater in Seattle will welcome Songs of the Soul, a celebration of the soul's yearning for peace. This concert will feature soul-stirring music using varied modes of musical expression. International performers will perform classical and modern, Eastern and Western, tranquil and fast-paced, contemplative and joyful avenues to expand and enhance the listener's experience. The event hopes to create an environment for each person to embark on an inner journey of peace and self-discovery. The concert is offered free of charge. However, tickets are required because seating is limited. So please call in advance to reserve your seats at 206-883-0082. For more information about the music and performers, please see the website songsofthesoul.com. Songs of the Soul, August 31st at the Moore Theater. More information is online at songsofthesoul.com.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
I got it. Welcome back to Silver Guys Show. Hey, if I'm going to take a couple callers. What do you think?
I think that would be great.
So we're going to open up our phone lines at 425-373-5527.
All right.
All right. So if anybody wants to call in about this, we're willing to take a couple calls. So anyway, so back to what's happened during the break.
Okay.
I got off, took my headphones off, and wanted to do the happy dance.
Yeah.
She's feeling good.
Oh, good.
I'm feeling good.
Good.
So I think other people can do the same.
Oh, I know they can.
No, because like I said, I've done this in seminars with 250 people, right?
Right.
And now I just did it on the air, and it's like, my headphones were sweating. My ears were hot. My body was hot. And now it feels like all of a sudden the air conditioner got turned on.
Mm.
So that's how much anxiety that was being caused to me.
Right.
So I'm wondering how much, all the anxiety that's left now is going to calm down a lot in my personal life.
Right.
Maybe I won't be fluttering around like a little fairy quite as much.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I believe that's true, because once you release something, recognize it and release it, you are on a new path of healing.
Right.
And joy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do to help others, though? That's my question with this. How can we get the message out more? Sana, have any ideas?
Just the first thought that came to me was love and accept people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they have to come to you first.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, I was going to see before the break if I could share a quick story.
Sure.
But this is a perfect example of your point before then was I had a really good friend who I thought was a good friend but ended up not being a good friend. But what she did was she introduced me to the person who really helped me change my entire life.
Wow.
So that was her purpose in my life, which obviously at the time I didn't get that. But, 15, 20 years later, I get it. But she really introduced me to the person who I feel like is my mother, the mother my mother sent for me, a woman on this planet who could be physically there for me.
Right.
But she's also my mentor and my best friend, and she's taught me, she basically empowered me to be able to change my own life, with a certain set of tools and learning how to become a responsible person because... Right. As you spoke about in the first hour of those emotional vampires, I was an emotional vampire for the first 20 years of my life because that was what my family of origin had taught me to do.
Right, right.
So that was about how I could survive and get my needs met. Right? I couldn't ask for them. That wasn't okay. So I just took them.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of people are, as it goes back to that woundedness, like your story. I mean, a story we all have. It's the human condition. Nobody's exempt.
Right.
From this. But and so, really, I just kind of go out into the world and I want to attract people that want healing. They want to do the work themselves. I don't heal people. I don't fix people.
We're just a conduit.
Exactly. Yes. It's just a matter of, I have all kinds of tricks and tools and offerings and I can listen and, and love you to teach you to love yourself because we're not taught that.
Right.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I've met anyone whose parents have really ever did a good job of teaching them to love and accept themselves.
You know, that's where, with my mom, she did.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm different.
Right.
Where
lucky.
I really am lucky that way because my mom, I didn't lose my innocence or my abilities because more people, when you have such a traumatic situation, you lose your abilities. You use lose that innocence. Excuse me with the teeth. I'm so, anyway, but you're losing that. With my mom, I didn't lose that. She kept me so grounded and open where, we couldn't go forward and, the type of family I grew up in was like, we don't want the rest of the family to know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It had to be quiet, but my mom... she kept it really where I didn't have to lose me. I didn't have to hide me
that's
who
huge.
I was.
Yeah, that's huge.
And so a lot of people, when it happens to them, they go extroverted or introverted and stuff.
Right.
And I just stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries have always been there since I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So when I came back with my memories and my goddess memories, especially... and knowing that the goddesses were always around me and the fairies and elementals, all elementals, right?
Right.
Of the highest of light. And they always kept me grounded. And I think in back, I would go, we had a swimming pool, right? So I go back in the swimming pool constantly. It would be during the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or my mom would yell and say, I'm having a really bad day. All of a sudden I hear her screaming my name and she found a little skunk.
Uh-huh.
And I turned it into my pet.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm thinking about all the things I did with my mom, how she kept me grounded.
Yeah.
And so my dad would build like a rabbit cage type thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that skunk stayed with me for a long time. Oh. Didn't spray me. It sprayed my brother. I told him to leave my skunk alone, but he wouldn't. He got sprayed. It was funny. I started laughing. Or the deers would walk through the yard, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, we had this really, we didn't live in the country, but my mom was from Germany, right?
Right.
And so she liked geese and everything, right? We had this really mean white goose, right? And it would chase my brother, flapping its wings and stuff. I'm thinking, what do you do that? First my skunk, now the goose, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how she kept us kids grounded, mm-hmm. especially me. Because I was a little different than the rest of the kids. And she knew that, you know, from her own abilities that she had. And so, but if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be as grounded as I am.
Right.
And being able to face these things like I am daily.
Right.
You know. And so my new thing is now, I'm beautiful, no matter, you know, what.
It's really important to be healing the inner child.
Right.
To, you know, for any situation that you need to sit down, make time to connect because that child wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that child still thinks he has to protect you when you're an adult. And that child needs to know that you love them and you're an adult now. And you are protecting them, and so it can now play.
Right, right.
You know, and not having to protect you all the time, and letting you be the protector.
Me. Right,
and that in your child can the child inside can be the child.
And don't let me see another chocolate bar for a while.
Well, that's on you.
I'm sorry. No, seriously. Yeah. I just thought, you know, like I said, I'm drinking this because it's right here, right? Because our mouths get dry talking, right? But it was like, chocolate, you're out the window.
Right.
Now, no, I can understand so why. She is so calm now.
That's,
You know, so that nervousness that I've always had is calming.
Yeah.
And I want other people to know they are, that we're out there for them.
Yes. You're not alone.
No, no.
No.
And I knew that from the seminars I've done before.
Because a lot of parents, but there's a lot of parents that don't listen.
Right.
You know, what can they do if your parents not listening? How do you heal from that?
That's a big one. That's big. And I went through a situation, something like that, but not with my mom and dad.
Okay.
And this person didn't want to listen. Right. And I was like, and that took stay with me for like 20 years.
Well, yeah.
But now her and I are very close and it's done. Yeah. But it was a family member.
Right.
I'll tell you that. And, oh, I don't want to listen to this. It, literally, that's what was said. I don't want to listen to this. That, you know, I'm a kid making this up. She goes, I don't want to listen to this, Bree.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that was her way of handling it. But she saw later on in years how it affected me.
Right.
When I hit, you know, 17, 18 years old, right? And so, you know, but luckily, the ancient goddess has worked with me constantly. You know, and the ceremonies and, you know, and constant working in the waters and in the flowers and different things to help me, even though I can't grow a flower to save my life to this day. But my mom was great at it, right?
Right.
But who knows now that I've healed that, maybe that will change. Maybe I will be able to start working with flowers again.
See?
Because I loved working with flowers. And I just thought, why can't I? Well, maybe that was the problem. And now I just go forward now. And and that's what other people need to know. If they can't, you know, go forward by talking to somebody they know, then find somebody they don't know. Because sometimes your best person to talk to is a person that does not know you.
Yep. Correct.
You know? And, and another thing that's real sad is I know we're all worth the money that our soul is available for, right?
Right.
Okay. But if they don't have the money right now, you know, Stephanie, you and me and Shauna, you know, we're there to talk. It doesn't cost nothing to talk for a few minutes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, and help in any way we can. And I don't know if people will reach out, but the option is there. It's going to be on the websites. And, you know, there's a link for you, Shauna, on my website. And, or, you know, for everybody to get a hold of us and stuff. And so, you know, the one thing I say is, and if you're wanting to research more on it, you know, and they want to listen, you want to do this on your own, there's great books over at Crystal Voice, because I saw them today, by the way. Great. On this subject.
Great.
And, you know, where they can go over and get some books to help them, too.
Yeah.
And it's important. Don't let anybody, and that's the reason, one of the reasons for energy vampires. Because here's the thing, is that what happened to me is a form of energy vampire.
Yes.
Okay? Vampirism, however you want to say it and stuff. I have a real thing about them. I can't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
And a victim will play the energy vampire, right? Yep. And we're talking about victims, and I'm not a victim. I never have been a victim. I've just been mad, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, like I said, you may have touched me, but you didn't take my soul, my spirit, or my innocence from me.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, don't let an energy vampire play a victim role. Don't let them do anything like that, because they're just going to be sucking you and sucking you and sucking you, and it's done.
Yeah.
You know, some people may look at it different. I'm more harsh about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they exist. I know that they're down in different secret clubs, how they handle it and stuff. And it's like, not for me. Stay away from me.
Right.
And if you're in the psychic world and you're working with people and you are doing this, shame on you guys, because I might catch you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really not okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to roll now. That's it. That little girl's healed. So, well, Steph, is there anything else that we can think about that would help them with energy vampires?
Well, I really want people out there I want them to know that we're all capable of doing this.
Right.
We're all capable of taking someone else's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know who you are because you do it all the time. But I really want you to look at yourselves and go, am I sucking the energy to the person I'm talking to on the phone?
Right, right.
At the restaurant, at the gas station, vigilant on knowing that, hey, this is not how I want to be perceived,
mm-hmm.
And work on yourself. If you see it in yourself, work on yourself and help me out.
Well, no, and here's the thing. Okay. I know, help you out. Okay. So no problem. Because here's the thing I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody listens to me.
Right.
When I hear that, it's like, you've got to be kidding. You're yelling so loud. I'm listening. I mean,
everybody's listening. You're not.
You know?
Because they're telling you.
And so just because I couldn't talk about this on the air for years ago before, mm-hmm. I can now.
Right.
And look at 444. Yay. Mastery numbers right now.
Right. Nice.
You know? Mm-hmm. Hello, Ascended Masters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so, when they talk about, we can't talk about this or we can't say that or whatever and stuff, right? Nobody's listening. I can't handle this no more. I'm going to throw a fit like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's being an energy vampire.
Blaming other people for your problems.
Right.
And then you want people to help you and you won't listen.
Mm-hmm. So I could
energy vampire.
Who was I going to blame for when I was 9 years old? The person that did it.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel sorry for that person who did it because they had to face me when I was 50 years old.
Right.
And it was like, I felt sorry for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not forget that sexual abuse is normally something that is a recurring concept, especially in the family system.
Well, and here's the thing that was with my family. I'm adopted. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this was really preordained with my mom, mm-hmm. right? Because my mom got the phone call. A little girl was born. And 6 hours later, she goes and picks me up from Tacoma General, right, in a box with a pink blanket. She was stopped at Walworth's. It used to be down here, right?
Woolworths.
There you go. That's how much
Walworth's.
I know. Walworth's. Walgreens, Walworth's, whatever. Anyway, Woolworth's grabs a pink blanket with literally a box. My dad's at work, right? Runs up, comes and gets me, puts me in the car, and takes me home.
Mm-hmm.
And here I have all the abilities she has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, but
crazy.
Then you know what I found out?
Mm-hmm.
She's was the head of my soul family. No wonder she had to come and find me to get me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the person that gave birth to me lived behind our house, kitty corner, and did not know that.
Wow.
For years, because I had searched out my birth mother, because we're all kind of curious, right?
Right.
And I'm going, oh, thank goodness I had the mother I had. The grass was not greener on the other side. She can stay where she's at, away from me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the thing about it is we pick out our families. And even though I had to come through another mother to get to that, even though this happened to me, they don't look like it was wrong at the time because I was, quote, adopted. You know, I mean, I had a cousin that wanted to marry me. That's kind of, and I was like going,
husband?
I was like going, I love you. You're my cousin, but I'm not marrying you. And he did nothing wrong to me.
Right.
You know, but it was just like, well, you're adopted. It doesn't matter. You're still my cousin, guys. Eric's over there going, I cannot believe Bree's talking about this today.
It's all good. Let's get it all out there.
I'm telling you. So it wasn't that I had a screwed up family. It was just that because of being adopted,
right?
You know, he felt that way. Mm-hmm. And then my parents talked to him and stuff.
Right.
And I felt sorry because I seen him crying, right? I said, I was thinking, Mom, what did you do to him? I explained that you're still part of his family, no matter if it's blood or not. You are a child. And so, but, excuse me, I'm clearing a lot of stuff out of me. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of choking and going, But, you know, all these things need to be brought out. And people, there are people out there that are willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're probably uncomfortable calling the radio station and be on the air. This happened to me. That's why I want them to know they can call, go to our website, silverguy.net, and they can find out things. They can find us on the KKNW Alternative Talk stuff also, where they can find out information and get a hold of us. And it can be very private and confidential.
How do you let go or forgive somebody that has passed?
Well,
same process. Mm-hmm. I think. I mean,
because
that's what I've had to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My mother died when I was 16. So, mm-hmm. you know, there was, well, I had no standard for a relationship there. So,
right.
But there was all kinds of woundedness there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is challenging and you really got to be committed and get hooked up with the right people. But absolutely, it's just all internal job.
Right.
Well, which is what all forgiveness is, and letting go. But, you know, I didn't let go to for her, you know.
Right.
I mean, I had to forgive her for me.
Right. Right.
But, and I think there was an element of that there, too.
And I understand that because my dad and I were estranged, right? Because of my abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really freaked him out, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't. Mm-hmm. That's okay, right? Mm-hmm. What's really fun, it's not funny, but it's really cool because he's actually in the studio and he's constantly following me. He's my gatekeeper now.
Mm-hmm.
He's protecting me now.
Mm-hmm.
And and everybody goes, aren't you mad at him for when he died? Nope. Because my dad had a problem, and it was, you know, he wasn't the one who did anything to me. I'll put that right away out there. It was not in my immediate family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he just didn't understand, you know, about me. And so I could just say, well, you know, things that happened in his childhood, you know, he didn't know how to show affection and love. Okay, that's the whole thing, okay? He really did not know. But, and so I always blamed it on his parents and this and that. Well, after he passed, he comes through, and he goes, I am so sorry for not understanding you.
Wow.
And it came through another medium.
Right.
That talked about it, you know.
Right.
And now he's my permanent gatekeeper protecting me in this lifetime. But you know what? He's, you know, in a etheric way, right?
Right.
But it's like I constantly can feel him near me, around me, and my mom and different things and stuff that will come back and forth. But he stays put.
Right.
It's like, you're not going to hurt my daughter now. You know, or and he's gone there. Like Susan's called the heaven school, right? And I really claimed onto that because it was like he did his schooling and came back fast and said, you don't need to forgive me. I am wanting your forgiveness. So I forgave him.
Right.
And now he's a gatekeeper. And now we have such an open relationship.
Yeah.
No. And he'll say, watch out for this. Watch out for that. Mm-hmm. And that happens.
Awesome. Yeah.
So if you just really listen. Mm-hmm. So if you might have that feeling like when you're opening a door, you're saying, wait a minute. I better check something first.
Right.
You know, there's times I've went in the car. I go, did I turn off the stove? Did I do this? I go back and check everything. I went, oh, yeah, I forgot to say bye to everybody.
Right.
You know, I forgot to invite my guides and everybody with me, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that people need to understand. If you don't have your call upon your guides, there are times your guides are just crying out and literally with tears and saying, you haven't asked me for help, so how can I help you guys?
Right.
That's something that irritates me because it's like, why are they there then if we're not asking them to help us? They're just not carte blanche.
Right.
You know, they have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we asking them?
Yeah.
I know I ask mine every day to help me with things.
Every day. You too, huh?
I do too.
Yeah.
Whether it be like, oh, somebody send me a magical being in here to clean up my house. Mm-hmm. Clean up, mm-hmm. help sweep floors, whatever, right?
I do it to come here. I ask them, come with me here.
Right.
And stick with me today.
Right. And that's exactly what we do every time, you know, every day. We stay with us. Stay with me. Mm-hmm. Protect my property.
Yeah.
There's times I ask Archangel Michael to come in. I ask him a lot, actually. You know, put angels around my property. Selenite pillars up. Etheric shield. You know, mm-hmm. I'm doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? And people are going, why do you go through all that for protection? Just to make me feel comfortable and safe.
Well, yeah.
Because I leave all the time. Mm-hmm. I want my home safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And not just for my animals, but for my own personal being.
Yes.
You know?
It's a form of protection.
Right.
You know? They give us these little tricks we can use, which make us feel much better.
Right.
You know?
And it's their tools.
Their tools. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. So when people say, I'm a healer. They said, oh, you know, you're a healer. I said, no, I'm a conduit for Archangel Raphael and Spirit and the Mother Goddess Gaia.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Healer, for some reason in our current situation in society, healer comes off as, I have the power to fix you.
Right.
And I run into that all the time. And you should see my clients' mm-hmm. faces when I say, well, I won't work harder than you. You know, that's often the point where I don't see them again, and that's okay. That's the whole reason, because I don't
really
want you
that.
There unless you are ready.
Right. Yep.
And I mean, I know if you're ready.
Usually,
But I get it out of the way within about the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a kind and loving way, like Susan was saying, but it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I just want you to know I can't do your work for you.
Exactly. Well,
have you ever had, I know, a kind and loving way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sometimes Bree can be that kind and loving way, and I just want to shake him and say, don't you get the point? I busted my butt on months for you, and I can't do it no more.
Right.
Now, either you're going to do the work
mm-hmm.
and to do your journey, smiling and laughing,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to do your job at all. Which one are you going to do?
Right.
Because we can't fix you in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, exactly. I mean, you know, some people mm-hmm. want everything done all in one day, and I'm going, $600 an hour, because I'm going to be here for a long time, and I want to earn my money this time.
You know, when you spend time with healers, you will notice that we work on ourselves every single day.
And if we don't, we're no different than anybody else.
No. You have to take what you know and put it to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not going to, you know, it's just useless information to mm-hmm. you. You're just going to hide mm-hmm. it in some part of your brain and, oh, yeah, healers. Yeah, I know all about them. No.
Not really.
Not if you don't use.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
If you're not going to do the work.
Yeah. No.
That's the way we heal.
Right.
And sometimes we have to cancel a session because mm-hmm. we're having something come up that we have to deal with, and it would be irresponsible of me professionally to go out and with this particular energy or struggle that mm-hmm. I'm having and lie to myself and assume that I can work with you.
It's like I was asked if I'd start some classes again, right?
Right.
And I'm going to. But I had to get myself settled with one other project I'm working on, and then I'm going to start the classes again, right?
Right.
It would be irresponsible for me to set up these classes right now in the frame of mind of setting up other projects first. I have to do task mm-hmm. after task. I can't mm-hmm. just stop what I'm doing and not do this. So, but anyway, I want to thank you guys for supporting me today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It was
awesome.
Oh, thanks.
You should see the smile on her face.
Yeah. No, when you deal with this stuff, your faces change. I've seen it time and time again in these workshops I work with.
Yeah.
And your face is different today. Your eyes are more open and you have beautiful color and you're mm-hmm. smiling. And
yeah, somebody told me that this morning. They said, you look so beautiful this morning.
It's the healing glow.
It's the healing glow.
Now I know what to call it.
The healing glow.
The healing glow.
Oh,
the healing
great
glow.
Great name for a show.
Okay.
The healing.
Great. So, thank you so much for coming mm-hmm. back here with us, Shauna, because you needed to be a part of this. Because when you brought up the chocolate, I knew what it was about,
mm-hmm.
and we're outside talking about mm-hmm. it. I was like, that's it. I want you back here.
Yeah.
Because if you hadn't brought up why I was eating chocolate, I would have never felt that. And we were on the air when it came in. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Nice.
And I couldn't say it right then and there. I needed to process and get ready, you know. And so it was a week that... What can I say? It was hard on the inner child. It was hard on the I am. It was hard on all. Mm-hmm. Me, myself, and I is how I put it.
But you recognized.
Right.
I mean, you were led to the person so you could recognize what you needed to work on healing your inner child.
Right.
And I give you kudos for even recognizing.
Well, thank you.
Because we do need to recognize our thoughts and feelings.
I really thought I did heal her till I heard the chakra part. And that's when I realized I hadn't. So next week, we're going to have a great show. It's just going to be you and I.
Is it?
It is.
All right.
We're going to talk about the new energy more.
Good.
And a whole bunch of stuff is going to come in. And we're going to talk about that. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. And Stephanie, would you please read what you wrote today? Because I love it. And then we're going to end the show.
All right. Well, this came to me actually last night, believe it or not. And I wrote this down. It says, try not becoming frustrated with the people that you're that are trying to awaken you. Try being more observing to the people.
We can't waken you up.
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for our first 2-hour show. And
thank
we'll see you next week.